The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. Jen will be joining us shortly, probably right after the first break. So I'll start off today talking about the DARK Act. You've heard Jen and I speak about this before. It's a piece of legislation that would prohibit states from enacting genetically modified organism labeling laws, as well as it will make it difficult for companies wishing to voluntarily label GMOs. So in other words, they're not going to legislate that you have to have a label, but if you wanted to voluntarily say it has GMOs, they want to legislate against that as well. It's expected to hit the floor of the Senate today. The Senate vote has been dreaded by the Right to Know movement ever since it passed the House back in July. So, here's an example again where the politicians are thwarting the public's right to know. And it seems that the politicians don't even care what the public thinks, because they're not answerable to the public, apparently, except every 4 to 6 years, or actually two years or 6 years, at the ballot box, but they're answerable to the special interest groups who are against allowing the public to know what's going on. So, it's a simple law. I'm not sure why people would be against it if, as they claim, genetically modified foods are perfectly safe, no difference than any other food. Why should they be so against it? Vermont passed a law which is scheduled to take effect July 1st. Now, if they pass this DARK Act, in other words, a law that's going to block this information, it will prevent the law in Vermont from being enacted. So, now, I think genetically modified foods, if you remember, Dr. Oz spoke about this, and he didn't come down on one side or the other as far as GMO foods. He just said people should be given a right to choose. So my position on it is my position on everything across the board when it comes to taking care of patients, when it comes to deciding what approach to use, and that is imitate nature. The more we have, history shows, the more we deviate from nature, the more trouble we run into, and unexpected problems as well. For example, yesterday I briefly spoke about DDT. Now, that's been taken off the market, yet the effects of DDT are still with us. It's still in the food supply. It's in some of the produce. It's been found in humans still, and more importantly, the health impact on girls that were exposed to DDT before puberty showed a 5 times increased risk to develop breast cancer. In other words, they introduce these substances into the environment without adequate testing, because their motive is just financial, the bottom line. And then years later, you see all these problems that arise. And apparently, no one is held accountable. All it is withdrawn from the market. I think we see the same thing happening with drugs. Sometimes a drug is, that's been around for a couple of years has to be pulled from the market because all of a sudden they're seeing unexpected side effects or deaths associated with the drug that they didn't either notice with the prior to the release of the drug, or that information was left out of the testing. Or more importantly, the testing is just not adequate to determine the actual safety of the drug. That's why a lot of people suggest anytime a new drug comes out, wait at least 5 years before you switch to that drug. Stay with what you're on if you're taking a drug. I think a good example of that is statin drugs. Now, statin drugs have been around for a long time, and it seems that periodically we hear a new risk factor associated with it. And the latest one, I think that came out probably last year, was the association with type 2 diabetes, increasing the risk of developing diabetes when you take a statin drug. That was not known initially, but over time, because you can never find out these things when you only do a study for a few months. You know, not all the problems appear in that length of time. I don't think they've actually stated. In fact, I'm going to look it up right now as we speak, just to see whether or not congestive heart failure is considered a side effect of taking a statin drug. So I'm going to look up probably one of the more common statin drugs, Lipitor, but they're all going to have the same side effects. So here are some of the side effects they talk about. Myopathy, which is muscle pain. We know about that. They mentioned, and the more severe category of that is rhabdomyolysis. We actually have death of a muscle, but when that happens, it can cause renal failure. It's also been associated with liver toxicity, a lot of different types of rashes, anemia, and a low white count. Those are the more severe reactions. The more common ones, you can have a joint
someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332 or amtcenters.com.
We're back. You know, in the middle of talking, you know, I know my computer crashed, and that was unexpected. You know, a lot of times you wonder, you get disconnected, and you wonder maybe somebody didn't like what you were saying. But in this case, it was just the computer that crashed. And I was talking about just how many side effects are associated with statin drugs, and the common ones, you can have headaches, urinary tract infections, even GERD, called dyspepsia. How many people may be taking a statin drug and then think that they're, they have the heartburn or the GERD and they're taking another drug for that, but it's from the statin drug? Muscle pain, insomnia, diabetes, abdominal pain, constipation, rashes, elevated liver enzymes. And here they mention a decrease in CoQ10 levels, but nowhere do they mention the potential for congestive heart failure that could actually be associated with it. I say that because there's actually been an increase in the incidence of congestive heart failure. And they don't really say why. They say, well, the statin drugs are preventing, deadly heart attacks so that more people are surviving to develop congestive heart failure. So, the point we're trying to make is that profits are more important than the health of the consumer. And we see that across the board, whether it be with genetically modified foods or FDA allowing drugs to come to market. And it's because the people that are running these things are actually being controlled by the special interests. Being in a political season now, we can see it firsthand, just what's going on here. Now, we're talking about the DARK Act, how it's going to be voted on today. Maybe we'll have some information tomorrow. But really, all that's about is not mandating that labeling that says this food contains genetically modified organisms. That's all. And then the consumer is free to choose what they want to use or not. Like I said, I like to use things that are as natural as possible, which means that if I saw that something was GMO or GMO-free, I would still opt for the organic choice if possible, because even if it's GMO-free, they're still using pesticides on it. And, we know that pesticides are going to be harmful to our health. So I think either choice really doesn't matter so much. Organic is a better choice. And then something even more concerning that came up. We're finding it more and more difficult to decide what kind of food we should eat. We said, well, the chicken is full of antibiotics and hormones, and the beef has antibiotics and hormones. Well, let's go to fish. Of course, you want to stay away from the farm-raised fish. And when we come back, hopefully Janet will be joining us. And we'll talk about what's going on with the fish that we consume. Right now it's time for a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. And with us shortly will be Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We'll be right back.
At AMT Centers, testing is designed to give you important information before symptoms of disease appear. You get the information needed to evaluate potential disease development. With cutting-edge labs such as Singulex, Innovative, Genova, Doctors Data, and many more, you'll receive definitive evaluations of health issues before problems arise. Learn more at amtcenters.com or call 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
This is Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us shortly will be Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. I'm not sure if she's coming in person or if she's calling in today. But before the break, we were talking about, first we were talking about the DARK Act. That's the legislation that's winding its way through Congress regarding whether or not they'll mandate the labeling of genetically modified organisms on food products. You know, the public would like to know, and they can make a decision if they want to use that type of product or not. Either way, my position is to choose organic, which I think is a better choice. Now, it's interesting, you know, the foods that are organic say organic on it. I don't think that's even mandated that they have to say organic. They want to say organic because they know that more and more people are looking for that reassurance that it's organic, because those the organic foods are supposed to be, you know, free of pesticides and all the other chemicals, and grown in as natural a fashion as possible. So hopefully tomorrow we'll have an update on that. But in this political season, I was just saying, you get to see just how manipulated our elected officials are, because it's clear that the public wants information. You know, the term they like to use is transparency. You know, the public wants to know what's going on. After all, these politicians are paid with our taxpayer dollars, and yet they're making decisions that go contrary to what we would like. And the answer and the reason for that is the special interest groups that seem to have more sway with them than the voters. So anyway, we're talking about trying to eat as healthy as possible, because when we talk about trying to stay healthy, the number one thing you have to do is eat healthy. And by eating healthy, it's not just about getting the nutrients from your foods in its optimal levels as possible. It's also about avoiding all the toxins that are accumulating in our environment that can wind up in the foods. Toxins like hormones and antibiotics that they actually give the animals, because they're raising them in confined feeding operations. In other words, they're being raised so close together, there's a lot of disease there, and they have to give them antibiotics to treat that instead of raising them in a more natural environment, meaning let out to graze and have the room, and therefore less infection. You know, the same thing happens with humans. You know, when you hear of a catastrophe, and then all of a sudden you hear of all the different epidemics that arise, like cholera and other epidemics, because of the breakdown in sanitation that occurs during that time. Well, that's what happens with these, you know, these animal feeding operations, where they're being raised in such close proximity to each other. There is no sanitation, and therefore you have a higher prevalence of infection. Anyway, so we were saying you want to get chicken that are hormone-free, antibiotic-free, beef that's grass-fed and grass-finished, as well as hormone-free, antibiotic-free. Now, the chickens as well, if you can find that, where they're eating a natural diet instead of a grain-fed diet, that would be the better approach. And that's why we want to get wild fish instead of farm-raised fish, because the wild fish diet is natural. It's high in omega-3s, whereas the farm-raised fish are getting a diet that's probably higher in the omega-6s, which we don't need more of. So this report says now that fish was once one of the healthiest food sources on the planet, but what's happening is the waterways are becoming increasingly polluted by industry and pharmaceuticals. And therefore, you know, the fish are being affected as well. And then we eat the fish. So we got to be careful now how we choose our fish. Discharge from wastewater treatment plants is turning out to be an alarming source of this pollution. I guess they're not treating the wastewater appropriately. I guess maybe they're eliminating infectious agents in there, but they're not eliminating many of the chemicals and personal care products found in them. So they're saying, for example, in the Puget Sound, that's around, I guess, Seattle, a study by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Northwest Fisheries Science Center, analyzed wastewater for 150 contaminants and found 81 present in the samples. Well, here's what they found. They found certain drugs like Prozac. They found diabetes medications like metformin, cholesterol-lowering drugs, and triclosan, which is an antibacterial compound found in soap and personal care products. And you know, if it's in the water, it's going to be in the fish that come from that water. So you got to be careful where the fish is coming from. I suppose the best source is still you want to get wild ocean fish, but I'm not sure what the level of contaminants are there. We know that even when you buy certain fish that are wild, like swordfish or tuna, it's going to be high in mercury because that's found everywhere as well. Now, they go on to say that salmon are regarded as an indicator species, which means that you look at the salmon to get a reflection of what's going on in the water that they're found in. And they found that young Chinook salmon and the Pacific staghorn sculpin, both of which are native to the Puget Sound, had more than 40 contaminants found in their tissue. Again, the same ones we mentioned, the Prozac, the metformin, the triclosan. And these chemicals obviously could harm their growth, their reproduction, and behavior. I think more importantly, though, I mean, yes, if you harm their reproduction, you're going to have a die-off of the species. But, of course, if you're eating those fish, what's the impact on the people eating that? Then they looked at other fish, and they found, for example, wild perch exposed to anxiety drugs. Those are like Xanax and Valium, displayed increased activity, reduced sociality, and higher feeding rates, which could disrupt the natural balance of their ecosystem. So, in Florida, you're not supposed to eat any fish caught in any inland body of water because of the contaminants, particularly mercury. So we know that, inland bodies of water, rivers and streams, probably the fish should be avoided from eating them. But we're talking about now large bodies of water. The Puget Sound is a very large body of the water, and we're seeing a lot of contamination there, too. In Kentucky, one state that has a fish consumption warning in place, and that warning states that women of childbearing age and children between the ages of 6 and younger are a risk population for eating mercury contaminated fish. Well, we know that's a problem. But they go on to say the state's waterways are so contaminated with mercury that state officials have since expanded the warning. Now everyone is warned to consume much of the fish caught in local rivers, streams, and lakes, and not to consume the fish, that is. So there is no safe level of fish. I see a lot. I hope the people that you see fishing from the bridges in Florida aren't eating the fish they catch. Contaminants like mercury. First of all, I remember in the Sun Sentinel, there was an article. We're going back, 25, 30 years ago. And it's a shame, when you don't hear, when they're not reporting it, you think the problem goes away. The problem hasn't gone away. It's only gotten worse. But they said that the size, at the end of the sentence, there was a period. And they said that much mercury, in other words, a drop of mercury in a lake is enough to contaminate the lake. That's how toxic mercury can be, and it's toxic to the brain and nervous system. But it has more widespread effects than that as well. So that was Kentucky. So it, clearly they say mercury-contaminated fish must not be eaten. The interesting thing is, but if you put mercury in someone's mouth in the form of a filling, then it's perfectly okay. I think the American Dental Association still stands by that, that amalgams are safe. However, I was speaking to someone who works in the dentist's office. They say they try to they're moving away from using mercury, except sometimes they still have to use it. Now we're talking about, you know, in Portland, Oregon, still that's in the northwest of the country. They're seeing problems, too. And they're saying here that the, well, so it's, again, it's all the factories just dumping their waste into rivers, and it just contaminates everything. So the question is, are any fish safe to eat? So among the safest in terms of contamination and the highest in healthy omega-3 fat are the wild-caught Alaskan and sockeye salmon. And neither are allowed to be farmed, so that when you see that, Alaskan and sockeye salmon, supposedly it's wild, so it's not farm-raised. So now the question is, what about toxins in those fish? So they go on to say the risk of sockeye accumulating high amounts of mercury and other toxins is reduced because of its short life cycle, which is only about 3 years. Additionally, bioaccumulation of toxins is also reduced by the fact that it doesn't feed on other already contaminated fish. The two designations you want to look for on the label are Alaskan salmon or wild Alaskan salmon and sockeye salmon. So I guess, you know, we have a, you know, at least a safe choice there. Canned salmon labeled Alaskan salmon is also a good choice and offers a less expensive alternative to salmon fillet. A general guideline is that the closer to the bottom of the food chain the fish is, the less contamination it will have accumulated. So the other safe choices would be small fish like sardines, anchovies, and herring. Now, I want to point out about the food chain. That's why fish like swordfish and tuna that live many years and have a chance to accumulate toxins are a riskier choice. Sardines, you know, is a cold water fish. It's a good choice. Some people like it. A lot of people don't like them. It's a source of concentrated omega-3 fats. You know, when you buy those fish oil gel caps, you know, the source in many cases are sardines. So they say with one serving of sardines, you get 50% of your recommendation as far as the omega-3s go. Plus, they contain other nutrients like B12, selenium, protein, of course, calcium, choline. So, you know, eating these cold water fish are good. I guess you have to figure out a way to make it tasty enough that you want to eat it. But right now, it's time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. Joining us hopefully soon is Janice Morelli, licensed nutritionist. We'll be back right after.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us eventually will be Janice Simarelli, licensed nutritionist. All right.
Okay.
I hear you. Have you had a chance to listen to anything we were talking about?
I did not. My tennis game went much longer than I anticipated, but I'm here now.
Okay, you went into overtime.
I went into overtime and I lost. It was a heartbreaker.
All right. I was talking about there's a new report. Well, actually, let me just fill you in. We started off talking about the DARK Act as supposedly being voted on in the Senate today. And I was just saying how, despite the fact that the public wants transparency, they like to know what's in the food they're eating. Our elected politicians are choosing to block that transparency.
Our elected politicians are probably counting on people being so focused on who won which state, how many delegates, and so on in the primary on Super Tuesday that they might not necessarily be paying that close attention as to what's going on in the Senate today. And are we certain that all of the senators are in attendance?
You make up a good point. And of course, as usual, we don't know who's there, who's voting, who's not voting. I think, unfortunately, we elect people, they go to Congress, and then they do what they please based on the donors and special interests. So we'll find out after the fact who was involved or not. We know, I mentioned it yesterday, that, they said Ted Cruz was in favor of the DARK Act. In other words, not transparency, because he thinks that genetically modified foods are perfectly fine. No reason to let the public know about it. And
I thought, Dr. Slavin, that Hillary Clinton was also in favor of genetically modified foods, and that the whole bottom line support for both Ted Cruz, his stance, and Hillary Clinton's stance was, we have to feed the world, and this is the way that we're going to be able to feed the world, which is,
I think that's the propaganda used, because isn't that a great thing? You have to feed the world, so we'll do it with genetically modified foods, except that's the advertising position taken, or the public relations position. But the study shows that the genetically modified foods and the farmers raising those actually aren't doing any better than those growing things conventionally, except that they have a lot of resistance to it from Europe, for example. I forget how many countries, 16 countries in Europe that are blocking the use of GMO food. So,
well, Russia has blocked the import of genetically modified foods. China is not bringing in genetically modified foods. And I don't know what the government stance is in India, but it's a very, very controversial aspect because of genetically modified cotton and a lot of distress on the part of those farmers because they have lost so much. It costs them so much to actually buy the seeds each year that they're not able to make a living.
And I think as, the public just needs to be aware that, we send our elected officials to Washington, and then they go ahead and do what they please, based on who's controlling them. And so we have to hold them accountable, I think. The bottom line here is, let's see, the DOC Act was largely backed by Republicans when it passed last summer. Only 12 Republicans voted against it. But more importantly, the DOC Act, in other words, blocking the ability of the American public to know what's in the food they're eating is actually an attack on America's health, particularly when you consider the fact that society is more interested in clean, healthy, and organic food than ever before. More than 40% of consumers are either avoiding or reducing GMOs in their diet. A group primarily led by millennials and parents of children under 8 years old, form that group. I think, the parents especially, I think, are becoming more and more concerned about what their kids are eating or what they're feeding their kids. And even in countries like China, Russia, Germany, and Brazil, over half the population there are concerned about GMOs. So this is a worldwide concern. And for our politicians to be against letting the public know just tells you that this is the influence of corporations on our politicians. Now, not only are organic labels on the rise, and here's the interesting thing, Janet. Vermont passed a legislation to mention that whether a product contains GMOs or not, but this DOC legislation will override that and block that from happening. But not only are organic labels on the rise, but so are GMO-free labels. Now, I guess this legislation couldn't block someone from putting a label on that says GMO-free.
Well, that's going to be interesting, because my understanding was that there was a lawsuit being put together with regard to establishing the legality of saying GMO-free. So more will be revealed. And Monsanto, unfortunately, has been successful at saying that genetically modified crops that have been grown organically can be or should be labeled organic. And they prevailed with regard to alfalfa in that lawsuit. And so it will be very, very interesting how this moves forward with regard to genetically modified seeds that are raised organically. So more to come on this issue, very, very significant issue with regard to the health of the population, the survival of offspring, fertility, all of that. I mean, it's critically important, and so much of this is being done under the radar without the population being very well informed about these legislative issues and legalities.
More and more people are shopping in places like Whole Foods. And I was talking to a patient, and I said, not every product in Whole Foods is organic. I think a lot of people are under the impression that the store is, all the products are organic. I bet you can even find GMOs in Whole Foods, too. Is that right, Janet?
I have to say that I don't know, so I really can't answer that. But I tell people, no matter where you shop, read the ingredients. Just don't make a decision based on the big print on the front of a label. Don't make a decision based on what has been very carefully thought out to make a product look good and look like health-supporting, natural, good quality food. Read the small print. I'm going to point to canola. I've been telling people for years that the canola is genetically modified rapeseed, and even though that crop may be raised organically, unfortunately, it is a genetically modified food. So many times you look at recipe suggestions and they include canola oil, and people need to know that all of the canola is genetically modified. Some of it may be raised in an organic fashion, but it is a genetically modified seed. So again, muddying the waters, making it kind of difficult to make an informed and quality decision.
And I'm wondering if, as we've discussed before, that being GMO-free makes it sound like that's a great food to eat, but they're still using pesticides on those crops.
Right.
So I still think you have to really go to organic, and then it becomes problematic if they're trying to co-opt what organic means and allowing something that's genetically modified to be mentioned under an organic label. Organic is supposed to mean that everything is in its natural form. My understanding,
it's very, very interesting as part of this discussion, Dr. Slavin, that there are so many so-called natural brands, or let's say organic or quality brands or health food store brands that are owned by huge corporations that are very, very much in the realm of producing foods that have questionable ingredients. So, Hershey's owns a number of different chocolate companies, and you really have to be quite careful when you're picking out your organic dark chocolate, once again, to read the ingredients. And certainly many of the canned ingredients that are labeled organic and you think you're making a good choice, but the truth of the matter is very much that the company may very well be owned by Heinz. And certainly the quality and the manufacturing conditions might not necessarily be what people expect when they're paying for organic food choices. Lots and lots of discussion here.
And that music means it's time for a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us is Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we'll be back right after this.
Current medical treatment addresses problems and symptoms when your ship of health has gone aground, hit the shoals of disease, so to speak. Now, advanced medical testing helps to guide you through the stormy seas of disease. The information from high-tech lab tests such as Doctor's Data, SpectraCell, Cleveland Heart Lab, Access, Health Diagnostics Laboratory, and Genova. These advanced tests assist you and your doctor to navigate the treacherous waters of disease development. Call 754-216-2332 to find out more, or visit amtcenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
You are listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slabin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we've been talking about the DOC Act, which is, I guess, in front of the Senate this week, and we'll see what happens with that. The DOC Act, it has to do with whether or not they'll allow or mandate the labeling of GMOs on food labels. In other words, food transparency, so you know what you're getting when you buy a product. But you can you don't have to be concerned about it so much as long as you opt for organic food. And Janet, I would think if you can't get a food in its organic form, it's probably a food you should avoid anyway. What do you think?
Okay. I'm kind of on the fence about that, Dr. Slavin. I think that there are probably some foods, and the ones that I'm thinking about, avocado, that if there are pesticides, herbicides sprayed on those avocado trees, that maybe the penetration into the actual edible portion of the avocado might not necessarily be so significant as with some other foods. The other thing that I'm thinking about, possibly bananas and grapefruit. I don't know. What do you think about that? You know, something with a thicker skin, and that skin is peeled away, and you're not necessarily exposing yourself to so much of the chemical.
I think there's some truth to that. However, what about all these pesticides that make its way to the roots of these plants and then are sucked up into the actual plant itself?
Very, very true. Very true.
So, but they do say, you know, that even if the avocado is not organic, they said it's not a bad choice. But I did see in the store the other day, they had a lot of organic avocados. They are available.
Lots and lots of organic things to choose from, and the prices very, very frequently are just as good as, and in some cases, even better than the commercially raised crops. And it's very, very interesting because the chemicals are getting very expensive. So consequently, the exposure to those chemicals makes the crop more expensive in some cases than the organic. So it's very, very interesting how all of this is going to develop.
Now, Jana, on a related topic, Congress is in the process of updating the Toxic Substances Control Act. That's a 40-year-old piece of legislation which needs to be reevaluated. And what they want to do is determine how the chemical industry is regulated, including which chemicals are allowed and who can sue over any related problems. Now, I mentioned at the top of the show that yesterday we spoke a little bit about DDT, and after so many years of use, it was pulled from the market. I don't know that anybody except the people that got sick from it paid any consequence for that.
Well, I think that it was something that was very, very much a spur to the passion of environmentalists, because so many avian species were being decimated. Their numbers were totally decimated with the exposure to the DDT. And unfortunately, for years and years and years, that heavy spraying of DDT, yes, they were controlling the mosquitoes, but they were very, very much poisoning the population. So we really need to take a look at risk-benefit. Dr. Slavin, one of the things that I want to go back to is This may sound like a very difficult problem to solve, our just overall exposure to so many chemicals, chemicals that are in our homes, in the paint, in our carpets, in our draperies, upholstery, all of that. We walk outside and the chemicals that we're exposed to in our yards and the artificial fertilizers and all of that. But the truth of the matter is we also have options with regard to dislodging those chemicals from our bodies. Yes, indeed, there are certain chemicals that are virtually impossible for our bodies to get rid of, and we're still being told that they are safe. And what's coming to mind with regard to that is don't eat tuna because it's really high in mercury, but it's okay if we put that mercury filling in your mouth. But the truth of the matter is, as we are exposed to the chemicals in agriculture, we have the capacity to detox from those. You want to be drinking very, very high quality water. So it doesn't have to be distilled water all of the time, but distilled water as a part of your hydration routine. Very, very helpful at pulling debris from your body. Using a certain amount of raw food in your diet, very, very helpful as well. And so if you're being very focused on detoxification, one of the things that really would be great is choose some organic salad vegetables. Instead of putting some terrible concoction that is bottled and called salad dressing, put oil and vinegar or oil and lemon juice, or possibly get used to or accustomed to just putting lemon on your vegetables. The more vegetables you put into your daily routine, the easier your body has it to detoxify. And then you think about beans. We talk all the time about, well, let's choose organically raised beef and poultry and so on, and that can be very, very pricey. One of the ways to offset the amount of money you're spending for that high-priced animal source protein would be beans. And the beans have so much fiber. The beans have a profile of beneficial nutrients and the fiber, once again, to pull the debris from your body. And Dr. Slavin, you say all the time, if you support your nutrient minerals and there's sufficient levels of nutrient minerals in your body, then the toxic metals don't have as great a chance to settle into your tissues. So I think detoxification is something that we can kind of keep in mind to offset the problems that we're talking about. What do you think?
And Janet, you left out one crucial area of detoxification, which I'm sure you're aware of. I know you are. And that's bowel movements. I talk
Absolutely.
To patients, and they I say, you have a bowel movement at least once a day. What do you say? Once a day, maybe once a week. I say, well, wait a second. That's, you know, it's a reflection of a lot of different dysfunction in your body, but ultimately it's going to lead to a lot of auto toxicity. So you have to make sure, you know, some people actually say, I agree with this, ideally you should have a bowel movement after each meal.
And some of the other aspects of detoxification, and I'm going to say it's like one of them that I'm thinking about is like washing your brain, and that's good quality sleep. And so many times people don't get hour after hour uninterrupted sleep. Very, very important to attempt to establish those sleep patterns that are routine and health supporting. And if you maintain a very, very healthy brain, a lot of the different systems of your body just fall into place and work in a very health supporting way.
And just back to proper elimination, it doesn't mean you have a laxative deficiency. You know, it's a reflection that your diet is inappropriate in one way, and it's affecting how your body, how your digestive tract functions. So you really have to focus on that and correct the problem so you do have bowel movements at least once a day.
Okay, and that sufficient water intake is very important with regard to that. Having warm water in the morning with some lemon in it, very, very helpful. Maintaining the proper pH all through the different areas of your digestive tract, very, very important with regard to proper elimination and ultimately that detoxification. Then I mentioned sleep. You're creating a background chemistry so that your brain is able to eliminate toxins with that high-quality sleep. Relaxation techniques, because we talk about the negative effect of stress on our bodies. And certainly when your body is producing stress hormones, that creates that toxic background chemistry. That toxic background chemistry responds beautifully to a really good diet, good sleep, and then learning those stress management techniques. And it doesn't mean that you have to go away for a weekend retreat. It doesn't mean that you really have to step out of your life. You just have to learn the techniques that actually work in just a minute. And taking a minute when needed out of your day creates that background for detox.
And that music means we've just run out of time. I'd like to thank all our listeners. You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.